Let's talk next about the Philippines, where one member of Congress has an even more interesting day job, world champion boxer. Manny Pacquiao defended his title last weekend, and if you have not been paying attention, our sports commentator Frank DeFord wishes you would.
In a springtime of pro basketball and hockey playoffs, of NASCAR and heaven help us mixed martial arts, it may be hard for anybody the sunny side of the baby boom to appreciate that what took place Saturday would have been, not so long ago, about the biggest sports day of the year. Yes, sir. Both the Kentucky Derby, the fabled Run for the Roses, and the greatest boxer on the planet, the legendary Pac-Man, defending his title. Same day. What a twin bill. I know, it's hard to believe, but for many decades in America, after baseball and college football, the two most popular sports were horse racing and boxing. Both, of course, have long been in decline, but at least the Derby always still grabs some attention. If nothing else, it certainly delivers proof that our stylish ladies have better taste in hats than those millinery monstrosities that filled up Westminster Abbey. But poor boxing. Only the field of Republican presidential candidates gets less attention or admiration. Everything that has grown wrong with boxing was on display Saturday night. Only, of course, it wasn't on display because hardly anybody saw it. Manny Pacquiao, the greatest boxer of the century, an absolute marvel of nature, who's won titles in eight divisions ranging from 112 pounds to 154, was in the ring. But, of course, per the usual boxing arrangement, while you could watch the Derby and the NBA and the NHL and your local baseball team and golf and tennis and Lord knows what else on free TV, it cost $55 if you wanted to stay up past your bedtime and take a gander at the man who is probably the greatest athlete presently working the planet. And, of course, for your $55, Pacquiao is beating up on a 39-year-old has-been because the one opponent everybody wants to see him fight, the undefeated Floyd Mayweather Jr., allegedly won't dare get in the ring with Pacquiao for less than $100 million. Only in boxing do the best avoid the best, and so the sport fades a little more into the background. Maybe good riddance. Given the revealing new research into sports concussions, it's harder and harder to mount a defense for boxing. At least, though, Pacquiao lends some class to his grubby discipline. He's a congressman in the Philippines who is genuinely dedicated to the cause of alleviating poverty in his homeland. Manny is an original. I've always thought that the two disparate countries that most feature personal nicknames are Australia and the Philippines. In Melbourne or Manila, every man you meet has a cognomen. As for Pacquiao, besides the obvious Pac-Man, in Tagalog, he's Pambinsang Kamal. That translates to the National Fist. They don't make nicknames like that anymore in sports. The National Fist. And I guess boxing now is the National Fizzle.
Sports commentator Frank DeFord. Let's call him the National Word. He joins us each Wednesday from WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.